what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Let's talk local sports here on the show today. The football season came to an end locally over the weekend, as you heard during that last break. But the fall sports season is not over just yet. In fact, we are gearing up for the biggest 3 days in Scenic West Athletic Conference soccer season, as the USU Eastern Eagles, both the men and the women, will travel on the road to Salt Lake Community College this Friday and Saturday. Only the top four teams go to the conference tournament. USU Eastern happen to be one of those four on both sides. And joining us right now to talk about what is up and coming, the past 2019 season, and all things in general heading up to the big game this weekend, we have Coach Ammon Bennett over the phone right now. Coach, it is always a pleasure to get you on the show. I appreciate the time again today. Thank you.
You bet.
Coach, it's a fun time of the year. You guys are now gearing up for the Scenic West Athletic Conference Tournament, which will actually begin this week. Friday, you guys will travel to take on Salt Lake Community College. Of course, you have to finish inside the top four in order to advance to the conference tournament. So you got past at least one crucial stage of the season.
Yeah, you know, we've got a lot of injuries, but we were, you know, kind of limped in the last little bit because we, you know, we just had so many injuries. But, yeah, we got to take on Salt Lake. We played them twice. We know what they can do. We hope to change up a few things just to make it a little bit more interesting and give us a little bit better opportunity to come away with a win.
Well, before we talk about what's up and coming this weekend, Coach, I want to talk about the regular season in general. And you and I had a conversation off of the cuff. I mean, you guys have just been decimated by injuries so far this season. And I know that is part of sports, yet at the same time, you were going over some of those injuries with me. A couple of them are just a little bit odd. And at the same time, the amount of injuries, it must be the most difficult season in that form that you have faced since you've been here at USU Eastern. At least I believe it is, right?
Oh, yeah, probably in the 20 years I've been doing this, I've never seen anything, you know, like, you expect injuries are going to happen. It's part of, you're playing sports, somebody's going to get hurt. You know, you just, the season-ending ones are just, are what's tough. Plus the several other players on the team that are nursing, you know, sprained ankles or bad back, you know, different things like that. So, yeah, it's been tough. You know, we've had to bounce around some people or sit some people for a long time so they don't train as much to get through the injury. So it's been a challenge.
Coach, and the regular season comes to an end, and again, these are extremely close games. A loss to Snow College 1-0 and a loss to Southern Nevada 2-1. And I know what kind of goes back over the course of a season. You take a look at a lot of the losses. I mean, they've been very competitive, including Salt Lake, who I know we're going to talk about here in just a moment. But going back and looking at the regular season and knowing that you're a 4 seed, what was the ceiling for this squad over the past, I don't know, 10 games or so in your mind?
You know, we felt like, you know, we could have been the number 2 seed. Even going into the last 2 games against, you know, Snow College, that we lost 1-0. If we'd have flipped that and won that and then just tied CSN, we'd have been the 2 seed. You know, if we'd have won both. Even if we'd have beat Salt Lake one time, and you know, we had a 1-0 lead against them, we were right in it. But it just seemed like every time we played Snow and Salt Lake, we'd have, you know, 4, 5, 6 starters not out there, and our backup kids, man, they stood up, they played hard, they did a really good job. But our team is just so much better when you have really, really good backups, which we do. That depth really, really helps you. When your depth is gone now and you have to kind of bounce some players around in slightly different spots, this really takes away from your flow and ability to overall get some things done. So I think the players have a pretty good attitude about it. You know, I'll be a little bit down right now, but, you know, we've been able to refocus and relook at some positions and formations, and hopefully those things will change for this next game.
I know I've asked you this question in years past, but I'm going to ask it again. Is the team bought into the idea that what happened in the regular season now, honestly, it does not mean a single thing? I mean, it is irrelevant to the fact that you guys need 2 wins, and that's what's important now?
You know, you always preach that. I think this team understands that. this our team here knows what we're capable of. Again, not having certain players hurts that. You know, I'm sure that there you always have that little voice in the back of your head where it doubt a little bit. But I think we're really ready to go out there and play our best game of the year against a very good Salt Lake team. So yeah, we preach that. We always tell them, look, you know, it's nice to maybe have a be the one seed, you know, if you can. But in the end, it doesn't matter. You still got to go play. The four teams that are playing have all played each other extremely close. A lot of one goal games. And even College of Southern Nevada beat Snow College late in the year, and those two have a first round matchup. So I don't know that anybody can look at this and predict who might win this. In last year, you know, there were both of the games were shootouts in the end, where the one of the semifinal games and then the championship game, you know, shootout. You know, and 2 years ago, our women were in that spot where we beat Salt Lake and then in a shootout and then had to play the next day. So it's tough. But I think all the teams are prepared, and I think any one of those four teams could win the league.
Again, our guest right now, Coach Ammon Bennett of the USU Eastern Lady Eagles soccer squad, as we prepare for what's up and coming. Coach, before you go into the conference tournament, you actually have a primer, right, set up for Thursday at home against Voltage?
Yeah, we had a little opportunity. We'd implemented a new idea, and so what we did is we had them come over and had a scrimmage against us. They basically played with 13 players on the field plus a keeper, so it provided them more players, which would put a little bit more pressure on us, which would help us to play just a little bit quicker. Maybe the first little bit, our girls weren't taking it too serious, but then, you know, halftime, we said, hey, look, you guys have got to play this like you're playing Salt Lake. Stop holding the ball. Start binging the ball around. You know, and we were able to work on some things. Having only worked on the new idea for just about 3 days, you know, we saw some things. We made some adjustments, and over the last few practices, that little scrimmage really helped us to see where we might struggle and to refocus the team and reorganize them. And so yeah, it was good to have them over, and they've got a couple girls on that team over there that we were interested in, and still hope that they might decide to stay home and come and play for us.
Coach, between now and Friday, do you focus more on health? I mean, how do you handle practice, especially knowing that this season you guys have been so plagued with injuries? Do you wrap the girls in bubble wrap? I mean, how do you approach that as a coach?
Well, it's funny because I just had, just before you called, you know, I had Corey Foote in here, and we were talking about practices. Practice right now is, look, let's make sure, you know, from a fitness standpoint, let's start tapering off. Let's start peaking that body. Let's make sure that we're healthy. So we get some touches on the ball, and it's a lot of believe it or not, but probably for me, there's a lot more coaching as far as stopping and directing, saying, hey, here's what we're moving to, here's what we're doing. You know, sharpening up set-piece opportunities, corner kicks. You know, just overall, just trying to slow build that energy. You know, we don't talk a ton about Salt Lake and trying to get all super nervous about it. We just try to focus on here's what we need to do. And then the night before we play, whatever practice we have, it's going to be actually on Halloween, we'll have a really light practice and fun. We're probably even going to have the players dress up in costumes, and we'll just go out there and have some fun. Because it's really about, in the end, as competitive as I am, and as much as I want to win, and as much as all of that, they really have to enjoy this. We're trying to give them the best information that we can and get them prepared, but hopefully in the end they have a good experience. And win or lose, we hope that we play our best. I'd rather play our best and lose than play something else and lose. So, you know, if we could go out there and have everybody wrapped in bubble wrap, or, you know, have the whole field covered in mattresses, that'd be great. But we don't tell the players, don't get hurt today. But yeah. We go out there and try to do some things so that we don't put ourselves in situations to take on another injury.
Well, Coach, it is always a pleasure to get you on and talk about the team. I'm definitely looking forward to the conference tournament this weekend. Thank you again for the time, and best of luck against Salt Lake, and we'll talk again real soon.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Again, that's Coach Ammon Bennett of the USU Eastern Soccer Squad taking out the time to join us here on the show today. We'll talk more soccer in the coming days as we gear up for the opening round of the Scenic West Athletic Conference Tournament. We're going to break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We'll flip over to talk NBA basketball tonight. The Jazz, they make their return to the court. They'll go toe-to-toe with the Phoenix Suns. We'll talk about the Jazz and more other storylines in the NBA when we return here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m.